Texte numéro 24. Dying out. On September the 19th, Abdul al-Faki, a Sudanese, was executed in Saudi Arabia for the crime of sorcery. On September the 21st, Troy Davis, a black man convicted of shooting an off-duty white policeman, was executed in the American state of Georgia. Protests that the evidence against him was flawed proved fruitless. Despite these cases, the death penalty is disappearing in much of the world. More than two-thirds of countries have done away with it, either in law or in practice. The latest is Benin, which in August committed itself to abolishing capital punishment permanently. The number of countries that carry out judicial killings fell from 41 in 1995 to 23 in 2010, according to Amnesty International, a pressure group. China, North Korea, Iran and Yemen accounted for most of the executions. In Europe, only Belarus still uses it, most recently in 2010. Yet, for all the apparent momentum, capital punishment remains entrenched in the Middle East and North Africa, and in parts of Asia, notably China. Jacqueline McAllisher of Penal Reform International, a lobby group, thinks that the Arab Spring could be a new spur to abolition, though she worries that executing political enemies may prove attractive in the short term. The other big exception is America, where two-thirds of states still have the death penalty. A leading Republican candidate for the presidency, Rick Perry, is governor of Texas, the state that uses it most. It has carried out a record 235 executions in Perry's nearly 11 years as a governor. But the abolitionist trend seems inexorable. In March, Illinois became the fourth state in 4 years to scrap the death penalty. Maryland, Connecticut, and California may follow suit. With squeezed state budgets, the cost of fighting protracted legal battles and maintaining separate facilities for those condemned to death looks increasingly unaffordable when schools and libraries are being closed. California alone has more than 700 people on death row. Brian Stevenson, founder of the Equal Justice Initiative, a pressure group that espouses abolition, ascribes increasing unhappiness over the death penalty to a long-term growth in sensitivity to human rights. A growing number mind that death penalty in America falls disproportionately on blacks and poor people. The chance that innocent folk may be executed counts for more, with many, than the deterrent effect of capital punishment, which is itself questioned by academic studies. Also, gruesome details about the mechanics of executions come to stoke public disquiet. Pressure to get into international clubs has also propelled abolition. The Council of Europe, a Strasbourg-based talking shop that requires members to accede to the European Convention on Human Rights, has made death penalty a bar to membership. That, plus other things, such as election rigging, has left Belarus's application with no answer. Adapted from The Economist, September 2011.